and try to cycle back through it all.
When I was in nursery school, which I went
in nursery school for 2 years.
So that was either 3 or 4.
Or depending on which year it was.
They'd been in the heat and they melted.
Like the whole theme was Mighty Mouse.
I can't remember. Anyway, I had this weird dream.
I really wanted to take.
That we were getting married.
I had this
whole
plan. I had some 45s of the alphabet, like each.
The whole thing in the dream, what would happen? And everywhere there were balloons, like crazy balloons.
I forget his name now, but he had red curly hair, and we were good friends. And maybe his name is Adam. I can't remember. Anyway.
I took him with me,
and I took him with me. I'm not even sure we had a
record player in my nursery school. I took him with me, and I put him on.
I had taken the wrong one.
So they weren't my favorite ones, but I thought they were
in the car.
I couldn't read.
And when I got in the car, picked up from
nursery school. When I got in the car, I saw them there, except they had been in the heat and they had melted.
Mostly of things like really bright sunlight on asphalt. And
2.5 years old, or 3 years old, or something like that. I just remember having a really bad nightmare, and I woke up.
And I was looking for my pants.
Once my father woke up, he would, open up all the windows, only in the summertime though, because it got cold in the winter, so we closed all the windows, apparently so.
All the windows open in the house. Listen to my dad's records. So sometimes, and just like anything else can be doctrine, but I think that, at least for me, records resonate certain feelings and can put you in certain space. I remember having a
changes.
It's a nightmare.
Hearing my mom and dad in a fight, and my dad had pushed my mom up against the wall, and my mom was threatening to take my sister and I and leave him, and my dad said, if you take them from me, I will flip. I was about
to say the thing that brings back memories of me and smells for some reason.
I think memory is fleeting and we're always trying to recontextualize and reassemble it.
I'm not sure if they're actual real memories or if
I made it up after hearing stories combined with like picturing it.
Memory is actually not a memory. It's a fabrication.
A memory.
My river. My in-house moving. With my dad. Working hard.
It was like a Saturday day ritual.
My age was.
Being really scared.
Yeah.
And we had this big gravel road near our house. And I'm on my friend's front wheel. And I
got out of control. I just remember thinking that I wasn't going to be able to stop.
I got my sister
and I confused and created a hybrid. Crying and screaming.
Your sister ate the chocolate, I remember.
Somehow I remember what
of me I always sitting thought in that solved that lap. Mother had handed me off to a son an airplane a few months old.
Memory back before there was that I can really, you know, be positive actually occurred.
I don't remember.